Item 4 is from the Inspector, Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to amend the water tower easement at the House of Correction to add a second booster station. This item also went to the Committee of Judiciary Safety and General Services, and at that committee, they approved it by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you. One moment, we'll get to the speaker in a moment. Supervisor Johnson, did you have a...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to concur with the action of the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee.
Okay. We have a speaker. Did you wish to address the committee?
I want to address
a question. Okay. Are you Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
We're joined by Mr. John Bennett, who was registered in favor. Supervisor Thomas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know what page this is. If you're online, it's page 109, and it just goes through some clauses on, I guess, holding the county harmless, I guess, for any construction damages, losses, or the reasonable expenses for allowing this easement. But this resolution or this document is silent on maintenance. Is there anything in here that states that the county will not be responsible for any type of maintenance costs or upkeep related to this? And the reason why I bring this up is Milwaukee County offered an easement to the city of Milwaukee into some land within my district. That area has now become flooded, and we're assuming that some of the flooding is due to the easement that we granted the city, but the city is saying that since the language is silent, as reference to maintenance, that now it's the county's problem. So I'd hate to have the same situation 10 or 15 years down the line with this agreement.
Do we have anybody who can speak to that? Mr. Bennett?
Yes. I'm John Bennett, City of City Franklin. I believe the agreement says the City of Franklin shall be responsible for the construction, operation, and maintenance. It doesn't say that the county won't, but it says that the city will, so I think that's good.
I would say that the item before us is amending the easement. It's essentially rotating the,
exactly.
If I recall, rotating the geography on which the easement is.
Yeah, the existing easement is in effect. We have a water tower on the site, which we negotiated with Milwaukee County about 10 years ago or so. This just allows the addition of besides the water tower, a pump station, a booster station, and keeps the easement exactly the same, but just slightly rotates it so we get the booster station on. There's some wetlands around the area, and we have to be careful that we're outside of the wetlands.
I guess I wanted something, since there is a wetland area around there and the possibility or potential for some type of future problems. It does say maintenance. Well, I don't really see where it says. I'm looking in the subsections in the back. Maybe I'm missing it, but if you go,
well,
there's no charge
we
to the city against the property for the cost of maintenance or operation of the facility.
We don't have the easement document in front of us. We only have the amendment. Is that something that you feel comfortable getting from the Sheriff's Department in the intervening week?
Yeah, that'll be fine. As long as it's something in the document, even in the original document.
It's in the original document. All the protections, everything else are in the original document. But that's something that we have passed this through Corporation Council, and they seem to be satisfied with it. But, again, they will review it again after it goes through the whole process. They told me that they still will review it again after it goes through the whole process. They have looked at it, and they are satisfied with it. House of Correction staff has looked at it.
Mr. Chair, I think Mr. Dillman had something.
Mr. Dillman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor, the original document does have a clause relative to maintenance is sole responsibility of the city. If it's not done, we can call them on it relative to that. If the land area is disturbed, we have the ability to call them on it. So there are adequate protections relative to the city being responsible for the ongoing maintenance and condition of the unit area.
Okay. Very good.
I'm satisfied.
I appreciate that input. The motion by Supervisor Johnson is to concur with Judiciary.
Yes.
To approve.
On the motion.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Washon?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. That item is approved for concurrence with the Judiciary Committee.